it's so interesting. And I'm reading a book now. I think it's called How to Be a Badass or something with Jen Sincero. And
awesome.
It's a really good book. And but the interesting is she was in India. She's telling a story. She was in India and she was going to Taj Mahal. And she was super tired and she's been to like a camel festival for 3 days, whatever that might
as
be.
As you do, yeah.
So she was probably hungover, dirty, tired. And she went go to this counter to buy the bus ticket. And they're like, yeah, you have the deluxe version, which is like 4 hours less. And she's like, sure, that sounds like a plan. So she ends up on this deluxe version of the bus next to a guy who knows three words in English, but insists of talking to her all the way through the bus ride. And she's super tired. So she gets annoyed, but this guy, he wants to talk and they don't understand each other. She's playing like she's sleeping on and on.
So
and
funny.
It's so funny. And the bus ride is supposed to be an express bus, but it's also November and it's apparently wedding season in India. Which means there's like a block party in basically every block, blocking all the roads. So just to get out of town is 2 or 3 hours. And all of a sudden, people from the bus go out and dance in a wedding. And then they go in.
It's so funny.
It's so interesting. So this, anyway, this bus ride that was supposed to take like 5 hours end up taking like 12 or 13 hours. And they end up in somewhere in a village where someone decides to show them this, one of the most unique villages in India. And then finally she arrives like 3 a.m. in the morning. And she's at a host family. And of course, instead of being angry, the host family is like, hey, let's have tea, 3 in the morning. She's like contemplating about this amazing culture where you have all this love and going off schedule just to live in this moment. And kind of the lesson she's talking about was like, never feel bad for having fun in the moment.
Right.
And it hit me, you know, because at the same time I was sitting waiting for a meeting 8:30 and the clock stroke 8:31 and I was like annoyed, why are they not here? Because I'm sometimes like the military style, like if we say 8:30, it's 8:30.
Right.
And then I read this. So now like it's challenging everything I do in this moment. And I was like, hey, like enjoy a little bit, right?
Yeah.
It's not that important to go on schedule all the time.
I hear you. It's, you know, it is what we're trained, you know, it's like, because it's just what you grow up with and what you're, you know, the girl that I'd been dating, like one thing that I'd always really love about her is her ability to love life. Like the only way I can put it is like, I love life, but it's again, it's like, it's doing. I love doing things. So like, I love training for Ninja Warrior. I love doing this with you. I love like, you know, whatever the mountain is, I want to like climb it. And I really, to the depths of my soul, I love climbing it. But I always joke that like, I'll be climbing it and she'll be like, yeah, but look, there's beautiful flowers and there's a butterfly and like, doesn't it smell nice? And it looks beautiful. And it's, that has been something over the last couple of years I've really tried to just do more of, is enjoy the journey of it a little bit. But it's tough. It's tough with our background. So you were in military for how long?
No, I wasn't in the military.
Okay, but
that's
just with karate.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I was a martial artist, and that's basically the...
Well, there's a lot of discipline in that.
Yeah, a lot of discipline. But, you know, then you think about it, like, what's it all about?
Yeah.
You know,